Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for high school sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. That's Shadrag Community Hospital.
Well, welcome to the western edge of Dodge County, Virginia, set for a high school showdown between two teams along Highway 20 as the Crawford Rams take host to the Hayes Spring Hawks. I'm Chase Thompson. We're live here on the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Shadron Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. It should be a fun night tonight between these two sides, especially in the girls' side of things, where each side comes in with a 10-9 record. The Hayes Springs Hawks are coming in off a 61-28 loss versus Bennett County out of South Dakota. In fact, they've lost their last three for that streak they were on. They were 10-7 on the season. On the flip side of things, the Crawford Rams are coming in off a win, 57-34 loss versus Lingle Fort Laramie. And their last game out to beat Cody Kilgore last Friday, 58-34. And actually, officially, Crawford Rams have a win in the bag in their last contest. It was in play, though. It was a forfeit win over Banner County. That game was scheduled to be played back on Tuesday night, but Banner County forfeiting. Guess who? Oh, no. I beg your pardon. I was wrong. Hayes Springs plays Garden County tomorrow out of Oshkosh. We're live here on the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Let's go ahead and take our first break. Come back with more pregame. You're tuning in to high school basketball on KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Your financial future is bright at the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shadron, where members mean more than money.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Oh, welcome back to the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. We're live here in Crawford as we're getting you set for the Crawford Rams and Hayes Springs Hawks. Girls action up first, followed by boys. I'm Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. quick look at the series history between these two squads since 2006 shows that the Crawford Rams lead 22-17. They have met up once this year already, as in the calendar year. In fact, once this season, that happened to be back in the third-place game of the Panhandle Conference Tournament, a 39-26 win for the Hay Springs Hawks over the Crawford Rams in that game. Hay Springs averages 40.2 points per game, Crawford 38, Crawford's allowing 32.6, Hay Springs allowing 36.6. You look at that, we could be in for a dandy tonight here between Crawford and Hay Springs. Let's go ahead and take another break. Come back, we'll give you the Shadow Knock keys of the game. You're tuning in to high school basketball on KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shadron or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Crawford High School, we're getting you set for Crawford versus Hay Springs NA Girls Boys doubleheader right here on FM 107.7 KPPY FM and Shadrad.com. Let's take a quick look at the Shadron Lock keys of the game. Your local dealer for locks, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. And for the Hay Springs Hawks, they got a lot of size. I've been watching them during warmups. First time I've seen them this year, they got a lot of size. Can they dominate the lower post? I think that's going to be key in this game, which, based on what I've learned about this rivalry, studying it over the past day or so, tends to be a little feisty, and feisty games get won down low, and that's my key of the game for Hay Springs. On the flip side for Crawford, it's all going to be about three-point shooting. They only average 18% from behind the arc for their three-point shooting, 30% from the field. So get a few buckets, get up on Hay Springs in what will be a pretty hostile environment this afternoon right here on the west edge of Dawes County. You got a really good shot to beat Hay Springs Hawks and move to 11-9 to wrap up the regular season. Both these teams are in the same sub-district, the D212 sub-district. We know the bracket. I'll mention that a little bit later on in the broadcast. And that's your Shadron Lock keys of the game, your local dealer for locks, safe security cameras, access control, keys, and more. Teams are hanging out over at their benches right now. Let's go ahead and take our final break tip-off coming up next here on KBPY.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
I've seen better days, years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Chadron.
Well, welcome back to Crawford. It's about that time for Hay Springs Hawks and the Crawford Rams right here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Shatterhead.com, Hay Springs, Chadron, Nebraska. Happy to have you along with us tonight. Chase Thompson here with you in Crawford. Jeremy Anderson running the controls back at the Chadron Federal Credit Union KBPY studio in downtown Chadron. Hay Springs, the road team tonight in their road black uniforms. Got a neon yellow colored numbers on the back of their jersey. They've announced stars. I only picked up four of them as they were announced. Really can't see the yellow one right now due to the stars being announced for the Crawford Rams. Let's jump into the starting lineups, which are sponsored by Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Chadron. Hay Springs is going to come out with number four, Kaya Binger, a sophomore, followed by number 10, Elena Raymer, number 15, Julia Russell, and number 20, Maya Turman. There's one more starter to be announced. I did not see that as they're announcing him. Number 12, Devin Young, is the other starter for the Hay Springs Sox. They are coached by Gabriel Varvel, and starters for the Crawford Rams are going to look like this. Number 1, Keslin Vogel, followed by number 12, Tiana Clark. Number 14, Whitley Rudolph. Number 42, Sage Dyer. And there's one more that I cannot see at the moment. Let's jump into the jersey colors, though, and kind of set the scene. Crawford is in their home white uniforms with orange numbers. The other starter is number 24, Peyton Osmothery. They are head coached by Ryan Osmothery and assisted by Madison Sucker. This tip-off we're about to witness is sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like good neighbor Trey Strothide, and State Farm is there for you. This first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Thank you for joining us tonight for the ride. Let's get it going. Crawford going left to right. In the first half, from my view, they won the tip. Up top with it is Vogel. Pushed it to the near side. Hay Springs sitting in a 2-3 to begin this game. Pass the near side corner. Entry pass down low. That is Dyer at the right block. Gets it ripped away from her by Julia Russell for the Hawks, and she'll turn around. Come right toward me, right to left. Down the court from my view. Sturman now up top to Raymer. She drives to the free throw line. Gets in trouble. Crawford sitting in a man-to-man to open it up. Thurman throws it down low. That underneath is Young, and she turned around to fire up the shot but traveled with it first. It'll be Crawford ball. Hay Springs will meet them at the free throw line. This is a trapping-type zone. They're going to try to trap the corners if they're available. Crawford swings the ball around, breaks the press, and as good of a press break as I've seen all year. Clark will slow it down at the top of the key. Still no score. 1 minute in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Steal by Hay Springs. Bounce pass right side. Going up and getting fouled is Binger to go to the free throw line for a pair. Still no score in this one. We're 1 minute in. Foul is on number 12, Yana Clark for the Rams. Her first, team first. Now to the free throw line goes Binger. Righty, misses it short. These two teams haven't met once this season, only a few weeks ago, in those third place of the Panhandle Conference Tournament. Binger goes 0-2. He scores at 0-0. Minute in. Vogel comes across the timeline, bounces it near side to Rudolph. Gets it back to the right wing. Rudolph looks for help, throws it around to the left side. Vogel tries to throw into the upper post inside the zone. Steal. Inger goes to the right side, misses the first layup. Second shot is no good as well. Ripping down the rebound is Dyer. Still turn around and hand it off to Vogel, who walks across the logo. No score. Nearly 2 minutes into this one. Crawford versus Hayes brings the first of two tonight. The girls boys double up header. Skip pass to the right side. Clark gets the right block, kicks it out to the corner. The three ball is canned by Crawford. Let's see who that was. That was number 24, Peyton Osfathery. Makes it, well, they're going to say it's a 2-3 ball counter is good by Hayes Spring. That was Binger who made three. It is 3-3. Scoreboard says 2 apiece. I believe it's 3-3. Steal on the far end of the court by Hayes Spring. And a foul as Binger was trying to bring it across the timeline. That's number 2 on Crawford, number 2 on Clark. As the Hawks lead by 1. Did have a sub come in. Liana Summers checks in the sophomore for the Rams. Okay, it is 3. Bringing it to the near side is Binger. She's been fouled twice already in this first quarter of the tournament. Walking across the top of the key. Binger gets it on the far side. In trouble in the corner. Picks up her dribble, being hounded by Rudolph. Up top, Russell, and sounds like that's it. She picked up her dribble, starts trying to throw it to the near far side corner from live view, from the Crawford bench. Picked up her pivot foot. She threw the pass and got called for it. Crawford ball still 3-3. 3 minutes into this one. Pass comes to the near side. Rudolph back to her at the right wing. Tries to use the fake to throw people off. Three near side corner, three missed. Picked up by Devin Young underneath. Showing it off over Russell, who brings across the timeline. 3 minutes into the Nebraska Bank first quarter. 3-3 is our tally, and a double dribble is going to be called up top on Hayes Spring. Dean Nitch at Studio 308, specializing in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. So Hayes Spring is going to meet up with the extended 2-3. Well, this is the 1-3-1, actually, that they're playing with right now. Rudolph has the left side corner and a foul on the entry pass against Hayes Springs. I believe that's going to go against Maya Terman. It'll be the first foul on Hayes Springs in the quarter. No, it's going to go against Julia Russell. First on her, first on the team in the quarter. It's still 3-3. 4.5 to go in this first quarter. Vogel has it on the near side corner. Throws down low to Dyer. Dyer smartly seals the contact. Goes up with a shot. Gets fouled. Going to be going the charity stripe for a pair of free throws. I believe that's back-to-back fouls on Russell. It is. Number 2 on her as... Reese Varvel checks in for the Hawks. First free throw by Dyer was made. Gives the Rams the lead. 4-3. Second free throw. Handed as well. 5-3. Crawford with the lead. Draft happening at the midcourt line. Hayes Spring barely gets it across. Sunlit down is Binger. Brings to the left side, stops, throws it down low. It's a great catch of the basket by Young. She got fouled. No, she traveled. Going up for the shot. Another turnover on Hayes Springs will give the ball right back to the Crawford Rams, who just took the lead. Second time tonight. Lead 5-3. drive left side is Vogel. Hands it off up top to Summers. Back over to Vogel. 2-3. I saw the last position might be an extended 2-3. They've seen that a little bit more. Underneath the basket is Osmalery. He travels with it. So Hay Springs will meet him. Crawford, I beg your pardon, will meet him full court. Hay Springs, those uniforms are really cool. Neon yellow numbers with stripes down the side, left and right side, that are neon yellow. Absolutely love the neon left on uniforms. Fight for the ball over in front of Crawford's bench. Landing on it is Varville. It'll be Crawford basketball. Varville was on, like, the orange paint, which indicates there's a black line that goes around this court. It is the official out-of-bounds line, but, like, Barva landed actually on the orange paint. So it'll be Crawford ball up by two. Summers throws it down low, pass near side to Vogel. Goes down low to Dyers, but it goes right through her hand. Barva with the interception. Thurman will bring it across the timeline, down by two, 3:15 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Thurman drives right side, gets reached in on, no, he travels. He's going to be called on Hay Springs. Give the ball right back to Crawford. Only seen 8 points so far in this quarter. Three of them to Osmondery, and two of them, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. The stage Dyer. Driving right side is Summers. Kicks it over, three ball, Vogel. Hits off the back rim, fight for the rebound. Going up amongst the trees was Vogel. Young, I beg your pardon, for Hay Springs. She came down with it and handed off over to Raymer, who walked across the timeline. Except for a dribble, bounce pass from the left, right block. Pass up top, three ball, finger, hits off the left on the rim. Offensive rebound by Terman. In trouble. That's the bailout on its shot clock. It resets to 35, 2:30 to go in this first quarter. Finger walks up top. He's to the near side. Raymer traveled with it at the left wing. Ball goes Crawford Ram. And here the student on the far side of the court, just a hair. Crawford leads by a hair, 5-3. Pass to the right wing, gets deflected. Fight for the ball. Picked up by Hay Spring. Thurman will push across the timeline to Raymer. Picks it up at the right wing. Throws it over the middle. No one's home. Summers is able to pick it, though. Back and forth we go. Vogel at the left wing. Bounce pass up top. Threw it off. No one moving too much against this 2-3, but the pass goes down to Dyers. At the right block, missed the shot off the bottom of the backboard and a foul on the rebound. That'll be number 3 on Crawford in the quarter. We're going to see a timeout taken by Hay Springs. 30-second timeout. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and Stop Match Embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll be back in 30 here on KBPY.
This is Clayton Reeson, Nebraska Bank Branch Manager. Our team at Nebraska Bank takes pride in providing our customers both professional and personal financial services. Nebraska Bank looks at each customer, review your situation and your goals to determine the best route to financial success. Here in Chadron and from the 9 statewide locations, our experienced team is ready to serve you as your professional, personal, and financial partner. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you, member FDIC.
Second timeout taken by Hay Springs. Crawford Rams lead the Hay Springs Hawks 5-3 in this first quarter. Hay Springs will inbound it, facing a full court pressure. They barely get it in to Raymer. Gets a screen set the midcourt line. Raymer's able to get it across the timeline to slow it down in front of the Crawford bench. Raymer will hand off to Terman. That last foul, by the way, was on Rudolph for Crawford. That's her first team's third. And Thurman gets it poked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Hawks. 15 seconds on the shot clock. 82 seconds to go in this first quarter. Inbounding it was Thurman. Gets it up top. 10 on the shot clock. Passes to the right wing. three ball Terman hits off the back 10. Offensive rebound picked up by Barville. Tried to throw it over the far side to Young, but Aram got in front of it and picked it off. Crawford now sprinting down the floor. Vogel goes to the basket, draws some contact, takes the horn, and they'll be going to charity stripe for two. That's number three on Hayes Springs in this first quarter. First foul on Devin Young. As Kesslin Vogel will go to the free throw line for a pair and drain the first. Shedron Chiropractic's only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shedron Chiropractic in downtown Shedron. And Thrive Financial, expert financial advice starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shedron at 308-430-0760. Vogel went 1-for-2 from the line, makes it a three-point game, 6-3. We're under 1 minute to go in this first quarter. Going down with it up the top is Terman trying to throw it down low. As Marvel, when it got deflected out of play, went off of one of the Hawks. And Crawford will have the ball. 7 second difference between shot and game clock. 6-3 is our tally in this one. And a foul committed by Binger. That one wasn't the best decision right there. Foul number four on Hay Spring. Fingers first. Can't give it a take foul. You wait a moment or two longer. Right there. Basket was underneath the Vogel. Good verticality by Terman. First shot was missed. Second one was missed as well. Shot clock turned off. We're under 25 seconds to go in this first quarter. That was a great play by Maya Terman underneath. Keeping verticality. Not get a foul called on her right there. Got a little bit of a piece of the shot. Hay Springs with the ball. 10 seconds to go. Basket goes to the left block. Young threw it off the knees of one of the players. Hay Springs does not have a foul to get. Two on the clock. Vogel threw it up the floor and traveled with it. First clock stops at 0.2 seconds to go in this first quarter. Hay Springs can only do a tip at the basket. I haven't seen that done at the high school level yet. See if Hay Springs can do it. They just throw it in. That'll do it for the first quarter. This first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Crawford leads Hay Springs 6-3 after one. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter up next here on KBPY.
Q's Dairy Suite at the corner of Highway 2 and Highway 20 in Crawford is an old-fashioned grill and ice cream shop. The burgers, fries, and shakes will remind you of when you were a kid. Irene's awesome barbecue is made on-site, and her friendly staff will make you feel right at home. There's indoor and outdoor seating, but if you're in a hurry, feel free to call ahead at 308-665-1323. Q's doesn't promise to prolong your life, but your life will be so much happier after visiting. That's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
The Crawford Rams lead the Hay Springs Hawks 6-3 after the first quarter. Peyton Osmothery with the only field goal of the game so far. For the Rams, a three ball made Skya Binger. Traded one on the next possession. That made it 3-3. Crawford's gone 3-for-4 from the free throw line since. They have a 6-3 lead to begin the second quarter. Hay Springs with the ball going right to left. Maya Terman at the right wing facing a man-to-man from Crawford. She gets it down low after the give-and-go. Missed the shot. Rebound picked up by Tiana Clark, who actually missed a lot of the first quarter with two fouls. Her and Julia Russell each have two. That's the only foul trouble to mention so far. Clark pushes to the left side. Hay Springs sitting in a 2-3 zone and a double dribble is going to be called on Crawford. Hay Springs will inbound it right in front of their own bench, facing a full court press from Crawford. I believe it's man to man. Yes, it is. driving to the right side, picking up her dribble. It was Reese Marvel. Checked in for Russell after she picked up her second. Russell back out there has it. Thurman out the right elbow extended. Gets the screen. Step back. Jay is can. It's a three for Maya Thurman. Makes it 6-6. Thurman has the length. Plays down on the far left side for my view on the 2-3 and can hit a shot. Down low. Getting fouled. Going up in the air is Kathleen Vogel. She's earned herself a trip to the free throw line. Third time tonight. We've only played 9 minutes of basketball. Foul is on Devin Young, who picks up number two. First foul on the Hawks in the second quarter. First free throw for Vogel is Nylon. Barnice Mechanical, your Green Pro partner in Chatterton, making your home or business feel like the perfect season. All season, call the guys and know about a ring unit today at 308-432-6722. Vogel goes 2-for-2 from the line. Makes it 8-6 Crawford. But he had 2 lead changes, 3 ties in this one. And a hand check while pushing the back is going to be called on Sage Dyer. Devin Young was backing her down at the right block, and Dyer put her right hand right in the middle of the back. Got called for it. That's the first on her, first on the Rams in the quarter. So Binger will inbound, and she barely gets it in. Going right up is Russell. She gets fouled. She's earned herself a trip to the free throw line for two. Let's see. And we're meant to come in here in a moment. And Dyer picks up 2 fouls in consecutive order. First free throw is Nylon. For Russell. Gets her first point of the game. First main free throw. The night for the Hawks. 8-7. Rams make it 8-8. Four ties already in this one. We're at 8 apiece. Driving to the left side is Vogel. Pushes it back up top. Get fast back to her if she gave it away. Near side corner. Doss Mothery. Throws it up top to Vogel. Crawford swinging it quick. 3 ball taken. It hits off the other end. Rebound. Corralled by Russell. Will crossover slow her down across the logo. Comes near side. 3 ball taken by Varvel. Rattles off the rim. Bounces out. Rebound. Corralled by Rudolph. Pass up the middle. Good cut down low, but a tie-up. It's going to be called. Deanna Clark with the drive down low. Caught the pass and immediately got tied up. They'll stay with the Rams. 25 seconds on the shot clock. 5:56 to go in this second quarter, which is sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Lediger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Lediger. Vogel with the 3 right off the inbound. Missed it. Rolls toward the locker rooms. It will be a Springs ball. 8-8, 5:51 to go in this first half. A Springs barely gets it in. Face the full court press. Stand across the sideline is Terman. Drives to the far side. Gets to the baseline. Throws it down low. Young turns around. Gets fouled. It'll be on the free throw line for 2. Devin Young. Left block, turned around, got hit by Minton. Will be going to the free throw line for double dip. First one. Rattles it in. And down. Young's first play of the night. Hayes Springs with their first lead of the game. Second free throw. A little strong. Rebound. Corralled. By the Ram. Runs to the right side and throwing it down, and Clark handed it back up top to Vogel. And pass is deflected around multiple times. Hayes Springs able to get it. Young throws it up the floor to Binger. Extra pass available. Good hustle back by Mick, who threw the ball into the padding, deflected the pass. It was a 2-on-1, but the hustle saved the day for the Rams. Hayes Springs will inbound it along the baseline. Pass goes right in. Hugh Russell throws it up in the air, missed the shot. Rudolph goes out of play. Whitley Rudolph, and he'll stay with the Hawks. Fresh 35. Put on the shot clock. 9-8. Hayes Springs with 5:19 to go in the first half. Pass goes down low. Back up top. To Thurman. Three ball near side. Banger missed it. Vogel with the rebound. Guard play has been pretty solid so far tonight. Osmondery gets loosed in on. Driving toward the basket. Ballon is on the floor. And given to Binger, who picks up number two. So that's three players with two fouls apiece for Hay Springs. Clark, left side, deep two, missed it. Now the inbound, rebound, picked up by Young, and Hay Springs turns it over right underneath the defensive basket. Got a new player coming in for the Hawks. That was Raymer who just checked back in. Mask was up top. Vogel for the Rams, bringing it to the top of the key. It is Miranda Beston. A bigger pardon. That was Rudolph. Clark on the left side. Skip pass near side. Vogel underneath. Layup off the right side. Missed it. Flip back. It's blocked. And it rolls out of play off of Crawford. Hay Springs basketball up by one. 98, 4:37 to go in the first half. Crawford will meet him. Full court. Vogel tips it away from Thurman, and Thurman off into her. That's our first, and we're going to get our first look at Kalen Starkey. For the Hawks, 4:31 to go. And this Farm Bureau agent, Brian Lenniger, second quarter. Hawks lead 9-8. Hawks looking on a 1-3-1. Entry pass down low. Looking for Minton is deflected. But being caught. The travel is committed by the Rams. I beg your pardon, the Hawks intercepted that. Had possession and traveled with it. I cannot see that far in that well. Pass comes inside to Clark. Brings it to the free throw line. Skips it near side. Only it is Rudolph. Had to throw it back in play, but there, take it is Raymer. Coast to coast gets swatted by Vogel. Vogel palmed the ball and swatted it away. Hay Springs still has it, but Vogel takes away the pass down low the right block to cross the court. Slow it down near side, gets the right block, bounce past the far side. Clark's open at the top. Get past near side to where Osmondery is standing. Clark. Ball's play with the head fake down low. Bouncing around a few people's men, and she gets fouled on up for the shot. That's going to be number four called against Hay Springs in this quarter. Number three on Devin Young. First free throw rattles in and out. Rihanna Summers checks back in. For the Rams, looks like Dyer's going to come in a moment as well. Single free throw. Bricks off. Rebounded by Hay Springs. Pass to the far side. Clark, floater inside the paint. Missed it. Rebound gets bounced out of bounds. Well, popped out of bounds. They'll stay with Hay Springs at the fresh 35 as Maya Thurman checks in for Devin Young, who goes bench with three. 9-8, 3:30 to go in the first half. Coming up on the Shatter Insurance to Pay Your Needs Halftime Show, we've got this first half. Jared Furneaux gives us the news update. That's all coming up on the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. Underneath the basket, Thurman turned around, got fouled at the left block. We go to the free throw line for two. That foul is number four on Crawford in this quarter, number one on Vogel. First free throw. Rattles in and out for Thurman. Plus, all of American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of our area athletes. Yet, if you're thinking about any kind of repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. Hey, Springs goes 0-2. Put back is good, though, by Julia Russell. She gets her first field goal of the game. 11-8. Hey, Springs, their largest lead of the contest. We'll go push it to the near side. Summers at the right wing. Pass up the middle. I like the play, though, getting side post for Dyers. Extra pass, Dyers. Their leg block gets fouled going after the shot. It all started right there with Dyers planting at the free throw line on the high post. She swung it around and cut down to the right block. Caught the pass, got fouled. Earned herself a trip to the free throw line for two, and she missed the first. Really smart play, though, going against 2-3 zone. That high post is usually open. High school rank, second free throw is strong. And Springs with a rebound. Far side with this tournament. Up top, now back to the right wing. And Springs is moving the ball quickly. Russell hands it off to Binger. Good drive, hands it off to Russell. Down low, looking for Terman. Terman got a hand on it. So did Sundays and Vogel. They're going to stay. It is off of Terman. And a timeout taken by Hayspring. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's U Design. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. A full timeout taken by Hayspring. Hawks lead by 3, 11-8, 2:53 to go in the first half. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back here on KBPY.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger, in Chadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Hey, Springs just burned their second timeout. They still have a 30 and two fulls. Crawford with 2:30s and 2:60s. We had about 2:53 to go in this Farm Bureau engine. Brian Leniger, second quarter, 2:33, I beg your pardon, is the time. The Hay Springs Sox lead the Crawford Rams 11-8. Hay Springs outscored Crawford by 5 in this quarter. That's up top to Vogel. Hesitates. Looks right. Throws it to the right wing. And a turnover on the pass going down low. Stopping at the left side is Russell. Fires a shot. Missed it. Rebound on the backside. Binger gets it knocked away from her and goes out of play off of one of the Rams. Stay on the center of the floor. Shot clock down to 27, 2:07 to go. Out there for the Rams right now is Whitney Rudolph along with Sage Dyer, Kesslyn Vogel, Shiana Clark, as well as turning around and making shots on the right clock. It's Thurman. And Peyton Osmother, all 5 starters out there for the Rams right now. Vogel has it left wing, far side corner. 3 is taken strong. Rebound by the Hawks. Pass goes to the hand of Binger. Ball go back to Crawford. Out there for Hay Springs right now is Kaya Binger, along with Elena Raymer, Julia Russell, Reese Marvel, and Maya Terman. The right wing with it is Clark. Takes a couple dribbles, pushes it up top to Vogel. Entry past the left block. That 2-3 zone, Scott. A lot of steals, especially when it's gotten to the left side. And deflection going out. The ball gets deflected out of play. We'll stay with the Hawks. 80 seconds to go in the half. 13-8 is our score. And we'll throw it in. And travels with it after she gets it back. ball to the Rams. Minute 15 to go in this first half. Drive left side is Vogel. Pushes it up top. Duke walks. Swings to the near side. Near side corner three is going to be taken by Osmother. It's short. Dyer tips it to Clark. Pushes it right back up. Missed it as well. Rebound gets picked up along the baseline by Hayes Springs, but Vogel gets another steal. Drives middle paint and a fake shot blocked. Flash over the ball on the rebound. It's grabbed by Russell. You got a 14-second difference between shot and game clock. Shot clock down to 25, game clock down to 40. Entry pass gets knocked out of play. No stay. With Hayes Springs, 38 seconds to go in this half, 24 on the shot clock. We don't have any more time for a 2-for-1. Barry will throw it into the left block. Sherman goes to work, spins, misses the shot. Vogel goes up near, pulls down the rebound. Shot clock and game clock are even. They just turned off the shot clock. Down in 30 seconds to go. Give up top. Vogel will fire the three. It's in line. It's in. Stephen Vogel brings game back to two. 13-11. Hayes Springs barely breaks the trap. 10 on the clock. Extra pass. Near side. Raymer. Stop. Floater. Flat. But it goes down anyways. Three on the clock. 4-point lead. Vogel pushes it. Shot blocked. The buzzer. Rudolph fired off the shot. But Russell was there to say, no, no, no. Not today. At the buzzer. That'll do it. For the first half, Hayes Springs off. Lead the Crawford Rams 15-11 after the first half. This second quarter was sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. Let's go ahead and take a pause. Come back. When we come back, the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show coming up next. You're tuning in to high school basketball on KBPY.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hayes Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing.
The results are in. The Tailgate Bar and Grill, located in downtown Crawford, has a great lunch and dinner menu. Enjoy small-town dining at its finest. Whether you're looking to catch a game on the big screens or just need a break from your kitchen, the Tailgate Bar and Grill is there for you. They have everything, including burgers, side dishes, and of course, the best drinks in town. Don't forget the specials offered every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Stop and see Mandy and the gang Tuesday through Saturday.
Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hayes Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hayes Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hayes Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hayes Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Our mission, Mobius IT monitoring that doesn't stop. We stop cyber criminals before they get access to your data. We back up all of your data before it's gone. We service and maintain all PCs on your business network before they go up in smoke. We make sure your equipment is updated and ready for work. Don't wait for something to happen to your business network. Let our Mobius Communications team help. We will get the mission accomplished.
Call Mobius at 487-5500. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
But with Mobius, your network never will.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Oh, welcome back to Crawford. We're live here on the Shatter Insurance to Fit Your Needs halftime show. The Hayes Springs Hawks lead the Crawford Rams 15-11. It was Crawford who had the lead 6-3 at the end of the first quarter. Hayes Springs was able to flip the script, though, in the second quarter to offer 12 points while holding Crawford to 5 as they lead 15-11. Amaya Turman leads the Hawks with 5 points. Julia Russell has 4. Akiah Binger with 3. Lana Raymer with two, and Devin Young with a free throw. Hayes Springs went 3-7 from the charity stripe in that first half. And for the Crawford Rams, Kesslyn Vogel leads them in scoring. The junior has 6 points so far in the first half. Really athletic player. I've been very impressed with her so far and how gutsy she is down low. Payne Osmothery has 3. She hit the first 3 of the game for the Crawford Rams. Sage Dyer has 2 as well, as these two rivals meet up for the second time this season. The first time was in the third place game of the Panhandle Conference Tournament, a 39-26 win for the Hayes Springs Hawks. And hey, who knows? They might meet up right back here in 1 week for the District D212 final. That bracket was released earlier today. I'll get a story up on the website, shadrad.com, underneath the sports tab tomorrow morning, first thing. But let's take a look at that real quick for you. The Crawford Rams are the one seed. They'll play Cody Kilgore right back here on Tuesday in the first round. Hayes Springs is the 2 seed. They'll take on Hyannis right here in Crawford on Tuesday, with the final being on Thursday. The winner of the D212 sub-district guarantees themselves a trip to the district finals. You win that one, guess what? You're going state. 5:35 to go in the halftime. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, Jared Furneaux will provide you a report. You're tuning in to the Shatter Insurance Fit Your Needs Halftime Show on KBPY.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shatter Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shatter Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shatter Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hayes Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hayes Springs Hawks school, academic, theatrical, and athletic events, and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
From the Shadrack Communications News Center, I'm Jared Furneaux with your halftime news update. According to Panhandle Public Health District, influenza A cases are beginning to spike this cold and flu season. Jessica Davies, Panhandle Public Health District Director, says PPHD's school, hospital, and wastewater surveillance is showing high rates of influenza A around the area. Davies added, if you test positive for influenza A, it is important to remain at home until you have been fever-free for at least 24 hours without the use of fever-reducing medications, and your symptoms have been improving for 24 hours. Most people who get flu will recover in a few days to less than 2 weeks, but some people will develop complications such as pneumonia as a result of the flu, some of which can be life-threatening and result in death. Best way to prevent yourself from getting sick is to wash your hands often, avoid contact with people who are sick, stay home when you are sick, and cover your mouth and nose when you cough or sneeze. Practice health habits such as rest, drinking fluids, and staying physically active. And thanks to 2 falls, 2 tech falls, 2 major decisions, and 2 forfeits, Shadron State's men's wrestling earned a 42-6 dual victory over Simon Fraser University in a neutral site match taking place at Colorado School of Mines in Golden, Colorado. To win the CSC's 4th straight, puts the Eagles at 4-2 in RMAC play with 1 duel to go this Friday at CSU Pueblo. Simon Fraser drops to 1-5 in conference play with dual loss ahead of a matchup with Colorado School of Mines later Wednesday night. And the girls' class C-110 sub-district has been set, and the Shadron Cardinals have earned the 5 seed. The Cardinals will match up with the 4th seed Hershey Panthers in the first round, with the game to be played in Bridgeport. The number 1 overall seed in the tournament will be Bridgeport, and the 2nd seed is Ogallala. Finals are scheduled to take place Thursday, February 20th in Bridgeport, with the winner guaranteed a spot at district finals to be held February 28th. We'll have the Shadron game on AM 610 KCSR, pregame set for 4:45, tip-off at 5 o'clock. From the Shadron News Center with your halftime news update, I'm Jared Furneaux.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414. Beef State Insurance Agency in downtown Crawford serves many different insurance categories covering various types of risks. If you're shopping for auto, farm and ranch, or home insurance, Tim Kreider, Jake Tolman, and their staff are the ones to help you navigate through what can be a confusing journey. Beef State Insurance has many products and will help you select the right ones. Call Beef State Insurance today at 308-665-2602 for a personalized assessment. Think Beef State Insurance first. Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or of course, fill it up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
The Pine Ridge Service Center in Crawford is the epitome of a small-town service station. Whether it's gas, tires, alignments, tune-ups, or overhauls, the Pine Ridge Service Center has you covered. It is also geared towards ranch country vehicles and tire needs. Need bulk fuel delivered? Not a problem. They use their expertise in car, pickup, trailer, and agricultural tires. If you're home for the week or getting ready for that long road trip, get everything ready to go. Pine Ridge Service Center, 308-665-2313.
Welcome back to Crawford. We're going here in the second half between the Crawford Rams and the Hay Springs Hawks. This third quarter is sponsored by Price and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Hay Springs with the ball up 15-11 over the Crawford Rams, going left to right in this second half from my view. With it in the near side corner as Julia Russell throws it down low. Shot missed underneath by Maya Terman. Crawford will bring it up the court. Right to left, far to near from my view. Payne Osmothery throws it up top to Vogel. Steps into a three. Kesslyn Vogel missed it. Offensive rebound underneath. Turned around, laid back up by Whitney Kudoff. And the Rams are back within two. 15-13 off. Driving down the right side is Kaya Binger. Will float up. She's joined by Julia Russell, Elena Raymer, Maya Terman. And firing three from the top. Missing it is Reese Barvin. Rebounded by the Rams. Will bring it across the timeline. Sage Dyer, I beg your pardon, out there. Joined by Whitney Schroff, Deanna Clark. I talked about Kinsley Vogel as well and Peyton Osmother. Crawford turned the ball over right in front of their bench. Give it right back to Hay Springs as we're 1 minute into this third quarter, which is sponsored, again, by Christ and Schaefer Law. Pass goes to the right side corner. Raymer throws it underneath to Thurman. Gets fouled going up with the shot. And has earned herself a couple of freebies from the free throw line. Or here in Crawford, if you're not too familiar with it, a little bit of a darker stain to it, but the side of the arc is really a smoky stain to it. But the paint all the way to the top of the key is the stain that is on the rest of the floor. And Terman drains the first free throw. She's up to six in this game. Win for the Hawks would be pretty big. They are sitting as the number two seed. Class D212 sub-district would probably make them the favorite. As Thurman splits the pair, makes it back to a three-point game, 16-13 Hawks. Vogel up top, pass to the near side. Get far side Clark. Throws it down low to Dyer, spins into some space, missed the shot, might have been tipped. Fight for the rebound. Osmothery got a hand on it, but it's picked up by Russell for the Hawks. She'll sprint up the floor on the right side, is in trouble, picks it up. Her dribble at the right wing, down to Thurman. trying to pivot out of trouble, throws it down low, fight for it, gets deflected out of play, stays with the Hawks. Hay Springs in their red-black uniforms with neon-yellow numbers and stripes down the side. Crawford in their home-white uniforms with orange Crawford rims on the front with the numbers. And the shot on from the right side is missed. Put back by Terman is missed as well, but the rebound gets skipped out of play. Ball will stay with the Hawks. Shot clock did not reset, though. The Vermint checks in for the Rams. Pass comes near side to Russell. Pass down low, look for Terman. Terman got a hand on it. The second hand apparently got on it. That being a Ram. A hand from one of the Crawford Ram players. So we'll stay with Hay Springs. Up by three. Three ball taken from the far side by a Binger Smith. Crawford in transition throws it away. Diana Rainberg stepped in front of it, grabbed it. She'll pick it across the timeline, dribbling it with the right hand. Looks at Terman. Then he gets a hand on it, deflects it. Now Clark, coast to coast, right side layup, Smith. Tipped outside, Vogel, extra pass, Clark rolls it in off the right side for her first bucket of the game. Got inside the paint. Sponsored by Arrow Building Center. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Binger will take it across the timeline, slow it down, up by one, 5.5 to go. Well, just under 5.5 to go in this third quarter. Pass to the left side from Barville. Picking it up is Raymer. Did have a dribble available. She used it and went to the top. Hand off to Binger. One bounce near side. Up top. Three ball. Russell. Scanned it. Also D2 by Russell. She's up to 6 right now. And this one, time for the team high in points. Dyer, that's the free throw line. Clark will try to tie it with a 3, missed it. Long rebound corralled by Rudolph. Good up top to Vogel. 2-3 for Hay Springs. Skip far side. Clark, thought about taking 3, will get to Vogel, who will take the 3. The righty is short off in front of the rim. Vogel with the rebound will hand it off over to Russell. Hay Springs battling. Stay up in this one. Fended off every effort so far in this third quarter by Crawford. Pass down low. Vogel. Bigger part in Terman. Pushed it up top to Russell. And Binger gets reached in on. Driving across the top. That is on number 14. Whitney Rudolph. The timeout is going to be taken. A full timeout. Waiting to see who it's on. I know I got a moment. Crawford timeout. Making a full timeout. 4:05 to go in this third quarter. The Hay Springs Hawks lead the Crawford Rams. 18-15. Timeout for sponsors. A Dunbar Zoo Design. Timeout from Bordering to the Half Footman's Jacket. And personalized stuffed animals. Let's step aside for a message from our third quarter sponsor, Kreisen Schaefer Law. You're tuning in to high school basketball on KBPY.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitzen Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Out of the timeout, the Hay Springs Hawks lead the Crawford Rams 18-15, 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Hay Springs with the ball, fresh shot clock, pass comes to the near side. Binger thinks about taking the 3 now in the near side corner with it is Terman. Throws it down low, fight for the ball. Russell now back out to Terman, who fires the 3. Rebounded by Vogel, no. It's picked up by Marvel, Reese Marvel. Pass goes down low to Terman. Goes left block, rattles it in and out. I do not know why Sherman doesn't just stand down there and go to work. Tallest player on the floor. Vogel will bring it across the timeline. Dribble handoff to Clark. 3-2 zone right now for Hay Springs. That may have been what I've been seeing in the first half. pass gets deflected out of play. It'll stay with Crawford. 3:27 to go in this third quarter. Clark will inbound it. Underhand pass. Now at the left elbow is Dyer. She gets reached in on. Hugh, that's on. Main Springs doesn't have many players available if they run the foul trouble. That is on Binger, who picks up number 3. First foul of the quarter for the Hawks. She'll go to the bench. As Devin Young, Jackson, she also has 3 fouls. Pass comes in to Clark. Far side with it is Vogel. Shot fake drive. Got fouled going up for the shot. They went right after Devin Young and gave her 4th foul. That was a very smart play right there. First free throw. Here. Brings it back to a 2-point game. Finger checked right back in. Second free throw for Vogel. Nothing but nylon. Down to a 1-point game. Springs gets trapped on the inbound. Framer's open on the near side. She gets across the timeline. Vogel comes and pokes it from behind. Fumbles it around. Steps on the sideline and the baseline. Gives the ball right back to Hayspring. No possession change. Shot clock stays at 25. For the Hawks, 3:07 to go in the quarter, 18-17. Entry pass nearly picked off. Darville throws it up top to Russell. Dale Starkey checked in. Actually, instead of Binger. Near side 3 from the right wing is way short. Picked up from Vogel, who's been taking over this game. And with it, threw it between Clark and Vogel, but Vogel's able to ground for the scores table. 2:30 to go in the third quarter. Clark spins around, throws it to the right side. Rudolph fumbled it, got it back. Now Vogel steps through the right block for the lead, missed it. Russell with the rebound. Vogel take it across the timeline up top with it. Nearly taking the 3 was Raymer. I thought she was going to fire the trigger. That's left side. Varvel will take the 3 and miss it short. Rebounded by Vogel. Vogel will bring it across the timeline, pass it near side. Back up top to Vogel. Varvel went after it. Vogel with a look at the backboard. Missed the shot, though. Rebounded. My German, he will take it off. Pass down low. Extra pass. Russell missed it. Then it's too strong. Rebounded by the Rams. 90 seconds to go. Still 1-point lead. Clark will skip it near side to Rudolph. Down low at the free throw line is Vogel. Back to Rudolph. Step through lane. Got it. And the Crawford Rams have taken the lead. 19-18, first time since midway through the first quarter. Vogel steals it on the inbound, throws it off of Russell. And the ball won't stay with Crawford. My goodness. Kathleen Vogel, so it's a really talented guard. Drive middle, layup, no good. Fight for the rebound is picked up by Terman. She nearly got tied up. She's in trouble. Puts it up to Varvel on the near side of the midcourt line. Rams up by 1, 19-18, 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Pass goes to the far side. Varvel will bring it up to stop. Right side with it is Raymer at the right elbow. Russell left wing. Left short corner. Getting the poked away somewhere is Raymer. Fight for the ball. And a... What's the call? They're just going to stay out of bounds off Crawford. 9 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Marvel inbounding. Throwed in to Russell. Thurman underneath. Layup. Right side. Rattles home. And he springs back with the lead. Shot clock turned off. 25 seconds to go. And the quarter. Vogel walks across the timeline. Push it near side back to Vogel going up against a 3-2. Dyer in the far side corner. Off the top, Osmothery. Three ball. Vogel wide left and short. Picked up by Russell. Six on the clock. Vogel jumps up on the basket, gets the steal. Two on the clock. Turns around. Fires it up. Strong off the backboard. She got punched in the mouth. I'm going to go on the free throw line. It's an opportunity to retake the lead as this quarter expires. That was on Julia Russell, I believe. I'm waiting to see it go on the scoreboard. Yep. She picks up her third. Team's third of the quarter. Won't really matter. We got 0.8 seconds to go in the third quarter. First free throw for Vogel to tie is down. We're going to see Kaya Binger check back in for the Hawks. 20-20, full goal. Take the lead with a made free throw. Second free throw. Short. Offensive rebound. Grab by Penn, but that'll do it for the third quarter. 20-20 is our score here in Crawford. We got a dandy between the Crawford Rams and Hay Springs Hawks. Rivals from Highway 20, only separated by an hour. Be sure to come back for the start of the fourth quarter. This one should be good. This third quarter was sponsored by Christ and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Let's go ahead and take a break. Fourth quarter up next on KBPY.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Chadron.
This fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you. Best Western is there. 20-20, reset the scoreboard. 8 minutes in, maybe more, to decide this one between the Crawford Rams and the Hay Springs Hawks. Chase Thompson here with you in Crawford. Jeremy Anderson running the controls back at the Chatham Federal Credit Union Studios in downtown Chatham. Drive. Far side from Vogel. Kessler Vogel missed. Rebound corralled. Maurice Marvel handed off over to Maya Terman. Walk it across the timeline. Dan Starkey cuts through up top. Where's Marvel? She gets the pass in. She nearly committed a double dribble. Now Lana Raymer has it. Aya Binger drives right side, 15 on the shot clock. Open on the left side with it is Raymer. Fires the shot off the front of the rim. Picked up by Kesslyn Vogel, who will bring it across the timeline. Has Whitney Rudolph out there with her, along with Peyton Osmothery. Trying to see who else is out there. Sage Dyer and Deanna Clark. Rudolph has it, picked up for a dribble, facing a 2-3 zone. Run the Hawk. Left side, Clark. Entry pass, Dyer. Nearly slip. Extra pass to Vogel. Five on the shot clock, has to throw it up left hand and banks it home. Crawford now at their largest lead since 30 seconds in this game. And they led 3-0, and Hay Springs turns it over, going up the floor. Going to see Julia Russell check back in with three fouls. Devin Young, keep this in mind. She's not on the floor right now, but she has four. The baller players with three fouls on each side. Hay Springs switches their defenses a lot. They show 1-3-1 or 1-2-2, but fall back into a 3-2, and Crawford gets twist it up in that switch of the defense and turns it over across the baseline. Ox ball down by two. Throwing it in is Russell. And Raymer gets bumped into right in front of the scorer's table. That'll be number one on Crawford. And Anna Summers checks in. That is number four on Rudolph. First on the team in the quarter. He springs with the ball, driving right with it. Is Binger picks up her dribble in the corner. Gets it. On the far side. Gets a little bit of a screen, but we'll hand it off to Russell. Down low to Furman. Good defense. And a foul. Oh, a travel. Furman with a lot of contact with Sage Dyer. Thought she fouled her, but they called a travel. It'll be Hay Springs basketball. Fresh shot clock. Down by two. 6:02 to go in the fourth quarter. Binger drives right wing, throws it down low. Sherman with the roll of the basket. Layup is good. Tied once again. Fifth tie of the game, 22 apiece. Pass down low, gets deflected. Loose ball picked up by the Hawks. Sherman gets it poked away from her. Vogel with the steal. But she'll walk across the timeline. Tied game, 5:30 to go. Clark up top, picks it up. Now Vogel near side. They go near side short corner. Summers, I beg your pardon. Throws it over to Vogel. Drives the left block. Swing pass across. Dyers gets it ripped away from her, but it goes off the foot of one of the Hawks as Devin Young's going to check in. Keep an eye on her. She has four fouls, 5:07 to go. Still tied at 22. Up top, Vogel. Clark now over to Summers. Right side. Clark drives baseline, bounce pass, lost control of it. Picked up by Binger. Coast to coast, right side. No good on the layup. Dyers with it. Threw it over to Osmothery. Gives it up to Clark. Layup. Good. A lot of contact. No foul called. Crawford with the lead. 24-22. Binger. To the near side. Raymer throws it up top. Russell. Thurman. Three balls short. Long rebound picked up by Osmothery. .4:15 to go. 2-point lead for the Rams. Three ball. No good. By Osmothery. Getting trapped on the rebound is Russell. She throws it. She is out of gas. Binger on the left wing. Entry pass gets deflected away. Stays with the Hawks. And a timeout is going to be taken by Crawford. 3:57 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Let's go ahead and step aside for a message from our fourth quarter sponsor, Best Western West Hills Inn. You're tuning in to High School Hoops on KBPY.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Crawford burned a timeout with 3:57 to go in this fourth quarter, sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Crawford with three timeouts left. Hay Springs with two. Pass goes down low for the Hawks. Furman at the right block. We'll hand off to Young. Throws it up, gets fouled, to be going to free throw line with two. And a chance to tie the game at 24-22. Crawford Rams lead the Hay Springs Hawks. Fouls on Dyer, number 3. While Young does the free throw line, let's talk about a really nice piece to get us here. For a limited time only, the Red Velvet Cake Bite is back. This perfectly sized treat packs all the indulgence of classic Red Velvet Cake and Drink. Bite size delight. They mix their cake with real cream cheese frosting to create an amazing bite of bliss, all super moist, cocoa-infused decadent, and then dip it in luscious white chocolate and cover it with sprinkles. Big taste, small size, and as I can tell you, absolutely no guilt when having them. Sherman missed both free throws, a spike with the ball, and Austin on the rebound, and a foul is going to be called again, Hay Spring. It's going to be called on Raymer, who picks up her second team foul, number 2. 24-22. And dribbling to the right side gets deflected out by Finger for the Hawks. Rams lead by 2, 3:30 to go. Pass comes in to Osvaldery. Clark will swing it right side. Far side corner is Dyer. She moves it up top to Clark. Cut near side, Kimber Minton, who just checked in on the timeout. Clark up top. Had an open three up top, but she threw it over to Vogel. Right wing, hesitate, Clark. Three on the shot clock. Left side, Dyer. Vogel fired off at the buzzer from the shot clock. Missed it. Dyer put back. No good as well. A rebound by Terman. Tried to throw it up the floor. Got deflected. Young throws it right side, but the travel is going to be called against the Hawks. Got a sub coming for Crawford. Whitney Rudolph is going to check back in. Hay Spring is going to call a timeout. 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Crawford Rams lead the Hay Spring Hawks 24-22, I beg your pardon, with 2:55 to go in this fourth quarter. And coming up on the 5th-7 post-game show, we'll recap this one and turn around and start getting you ready for the boys' side of things later on tonight right here in Crawford. Hay Springs Crawford, a lot of three-point shooting. That's coming up after this in the 5th-7 post-game show. Hey, if you want to continue listening to some high school hoops tomorrow, be sure to check out our sister station, AM610 KCSR. I'll be back in Chatterin, taking care of the Chatterin Cardinals. They wrap up their home slate against the Sydney Red Raiders. Sydney's been one of the better teams in the Panhandle. Their girls team is the Western Conference champion. We'll get going from the Birdcage at approximately 4:20 p.m. over on KCSR. Boys will go first tomorrow night for the first time this season with tip-off, hopefully around 4:30. Girls to follow. That's over on AM610 KCSR and Shadrad.com. That'll be tomorrow afternoon. Sydney boys, I've been watching a little film on them. Shadrad can play like they did back on Tuesday in their big upset win over Douglas. Could be in for a dandy tomorrow afternoon at the Birdcage to wrap up the season there. Out of timeout, Crawford has the ball up by 2, 24-22. Past the midcourt line, gets deflected, turned over, Terman with the steal. Lay in right side, good by Binger. Back to 24. Then throws to the right side. Dyer gets trapped, gets it across the timeline. We'll slow it down at the right wing. Three ball up top. Osmothery missed it. Offensive putback is no good, but a foul. It's going to be called. Whitley Rudolph has earned herself a trip to the free throw line for two. Got to see who is on base on the scoreboard. Number 20, that's Maya Terman, picks up her second, first free throw, short. Deanna Clark will come back in for the Rams. We'll do a quick reset on the floor here in a moment. After this free throw, which is good by Rudolph. 25-24, Rams Running up the floor is Lana Rayner. I'll just mention the first names for a moment. Tried to hand off to Julia Russell. Gets deflected out of play. I believe, like, Kesslyn Vogel was over involved in the play, and Whitney Rudolph. Pass comes in up top to Kara Binger. Pushed it near side to Raymer. Deep two taken by Julia Russell is missed. Rebound picked up by Peyton Osmothery. We'll hand it off over to Tiana Clark. Sage Dyer also out there for the Rams. Over on the right wing is Rudolph. Pushed it up top. Vogel with the three. Got it. And timeout's going to be taken by Crawford. 1:42 to go. Rams with their largest lead of the night. 28-24, 1:42 to go. Miss Best Western, West Hills in fourth quarter. This game has just been, I've called a lot of small school basketball in my history, and this reminds me of a lot of the ones that I go home and be like, wow, that was good. So, Crawford Rams lead the Hayes Springs Hawks 28-24. Chase Thompson here with you, and Crawford Jeremy Anderson running the controls back at the Shattern Federal Credit Union KBPY studio in downtown Shattern. Got Nebraska men's basketball on the air over on the AM right now. It's just a Thursday night full of hoops. Been keeping track of NASCAR. Daytona 500 is coming up on Sunday. Man, this is a great time of the year. Sub-district basketball for girls start on Monday. Boys are wrapping up their regular season. I guess it's the best time of the year for sports, in my opinion. And Binger trips. No foul called. And picking it up is Raymer. She stepped on the sideline. Binger rolled her ankle ever so slightly. Looks like her right one. Crawford with the ball up by four. 90 seconds to go. The Rams have the lead early on. Just regained it a few minutes ago. But a steal. Thurman with the steal. All right, he spins it at the top of the key. Goes up left side. Raymer, head fake, short, deep two, I believe, is taken. She got fouled. Shot brick. And Raymer has an opportunity to cut it to a one-score game with one made free throw out of two. Raymer, righty, steps to the free throw line, fires it, and drains the first. Her first made bucket since early on in the second quarter. 3-point game, 28-25. Down to 74 seconds of time. Each side with two timeouts remaining. Raymer, no good on the second. Crawford with the ball up by three. 1 minute to go here in Crawford. Vogel pushes it right side. Hot potato up top for the Rams. Pass comes near side. Clark throws it to the left short corner. Back up top. Vogel with a drive to the right side. Three ball. No good. Gets out of play. Going to be off Dyer. Hayes Springs ball down by three. 47.2 and a 30-second timeout is going to be taken by Hayes Springs. They still got a full timeout remaining after this one. 47.2 remaining in this fourth quarter. Seeing a lot of man-to-man from Crawford, I could see them kind of shuffling out of that, running a little bit of zone, trying to confuse Hayes Springs in this possession. Odds are Gabriel Varvel is going to be pulling a defensive play as well and telling his team what to do. 12-second difference. Well, you include the clock running on the inbound, about a 2-second difference between shot and game clock in terms of the cost of possession. That inevitably will come at some point in the last 47 seconds of this game. So if you're Varvel, you got to tell your team right now, you got no choice but to foul, especially with one timeout left right now after a make. So it'll be Julia Russell who inbounds it to Raymer. Crawford does have a couple as a foul to give. Young down low, Termish gets fouled on the baseline. That's actually a pretty good foul right there by Crawford. He did have one to give. That's going to be number five on Winnie Rudolph, who sticks out of this game with 5 points on the night. So next foul by Crawford will send Hayes Springs to the free throw line. 3 second difference between shot and game clock. That's a really good foul in terms of time as well. He's going to force Hayes Springs to foul on a made two. Thurman at the right block. Banger. Step back. Thurman thought about it. Good closeout. Deep two taken. It's long. Rebounded by Crawford. Fogel gets fouled. One. Throws to the left side. Hayes Springs has got a foul. They got two to give. And it's Lana Raymer. She picks up her third. Devin Young cannot be the one who fouls if they want to keep her in the game. 17.4. Hayes Springs has to foul one more time. Has them one foul to give. Clark will inbound it. Gets it in the yard. I mean, Vogel, I beg your pardon. Finger tried to poke it away from her, but reached in. Not a bad foul. That's number four on Binger. Next foul will send Crawford to the free throw line, and Gabriel Verville will burn his final timeout. 15 seconds flat on the clock. Crawford Rams lead 28-25. This has been fun. Small school basketball at its absolute finest. The crowd, 3/4 full here in Crawford. At 6:21 on a Thursday night. Been pretty nice weather. Got a really nice day coming up again tomorrow. Hayes Springs will turn around and go back home and take on Gordon County out of Oshkosh tomorrow and that'll end their regular season. Then take on Hyannis in the first round of the D212 sub-district. So this game and tomorrow's will count if the Hayes Springs Hawks make it to the district final. The points still accumulate and determine your standing for the district final. If you are one of the 16 teams who have the privilege to play in that, Crawford is done after the night for the regular season. Again, this game counts towards district wildcard points for the district final. They will host Cody Kilgore on Tuesday as the one seed. Cody Kilgore the 4, Hayes Springs the 2, and Hyannis the 3. So it'll be Clark to inbound it. For Crawford, 15 on the clock. Hayes Springs got a foul quick. Pass goes out to Vogel. Binger with 4 fouls. And it's going to be Thurman who commits the foul with 9.5 on the clock. We'll leave a free throw right here. If Hayes Springs out of timeout, we'll probably seal the deal. So it'll be Kesslyn Vogel goes to the free throw line. 14 points on the night for her. First free throw. I think the crowd just answered the question. Got it. Six points already in this quarter. Second free throw. Got it as well. Ice in Vogel's vein. Kesslyn Vogel steals the deal for the Rams. Banger will fire the three from the left wing. That's strong. Rebound by the Rams. Clock will expire, and that'll do it. The Crawford Rams get the revenge on the Hayes Springs Hawks to take this one. 30-25. They led first and fell behind early. The Hawks took over, dominated through the middle part of the game, but the Rams took care of business in the fourth quarter to come out on top. 30-25. This fourth quarter was sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Let's go ahead and step aside. Pit 7 postgame show coming up next here on KBPY.
When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hayes Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hayes Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hayes Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hayes Springs Hawks.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. Q's Dairy Suite at the corner of Highway 2 and Highway 20 in Crawford is an old-fashioned grill and ice cream shop. The burgers, fries, and shakes will remind you of when you were a kid. Irene's awesome barbecue is made on-site, and her friendly staff will make you feel right at home. There's indoor and outdoor seating, but if you're in a hurry, feel free to call ahead at 308-665-1323. Q's doesn't promise to prolong your life, but your life will be so much happier after visiting. That's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
This is the Fit 7 post-game show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Oh, welcome back to Crawford. We're live here on the Fit 7 post-game show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. You check out the weather today, man. I don't think that gives you any excuse to sit back. Oh, I'll give you an excuse to sit back and enjoy some high school hoops. This one, first one, was a dandy. Crawford Ranch took down Hay Springs Hawks 30-25. Crawford led 6-3 after the first quarter. Hay Springs flipped the script and took a 15-11 lead. Going into the half, it was tied at 20 apiece. At the end of the third quarter, before Crawford, on the heels of Kesslin Vogel, took care of business in the fourth quarter to win this one by a 30-25 final. Teams combined went 13 of 23 from the free throw line. Saw a lot of turnovers early, but things got cleaned up as the game went along. As the Crawford Rams finished the regular season 11-9. Hay Springs Hawks dropped to 10-10. Still got one more game to go for the Sub-District Tournament. Let's go ahead and take another break. Come back and wrap this first game up. You're tuning in to High School Hoops on KBPY.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
Welcome back to the Fit 7 post-game show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Let's look through some final stats for you from this one. Let's check in with the winner, the Crawford Rams, who again moved to 11-9 on the regular season. That's what they finished. Kesslin Vogel finished with 15 points. Whitley Rudolph finished with 5. Kiana Clark with 4. Peyton Osmothery with 3, along with Sage Dyer with 2 as the Rams split the season series with Hay Springs Hawks. Are they done playing yet? No, they're not. I think they'll be right back here at Crawford next Thursday in the Sub-District B2-12 final. And for the Hay Springs Hawks, who dropped to a 500 at 10-10, They're led in scoring by Maya Terman, a really athletic guard, post player for the Hawks. She's only a junior. She's got another year to do it for the Hawks. Julia Russell had six. Gaia Binger with four. Lana Raymer with three. And Devin Young with one. As the Hawks drop to 10-10, they get a chance to get above 500 for the regular season when they take on Banner County. Garden County, I beg your pardon, tomorrow at home. Final score in this one, 30-25. Well, we'll go ahead and step aside for a few minutes. When we come back, we'll get going with the boys' game for Jeremy Anderson back in the Chatham Federal Credit Union KBPY studios in downtown Chatham. I'm Chase Thompson, saying so long. This has been the Fit 7 postgame show on KBPY.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Arrow Building Center in Chatham has a February Gherkin Windows and Doors special going on all month long. Through the 28th, you can spring into savings of 40% off Gherkin Windows and Doors. That's all of Gherkin Windows and Gherkin's quality doors 40% off during February. Gherkin Windows and Doors are made right here in Nebraska. Not only great looking windows and doors, but energy efficient to save you money year round. See Arrow Building Center this month and save 40% on Gherkin Windows and Doors. Arrow can even help you line up qualified installers. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chatham.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatham, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? What if you could create more impact in every decision? What if you had a partner as visionary as you are? With Bank of America, you get access to our trusted experts, real-time insights, and digital tools. So whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, you're backed by business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-743-8080. That's 1-800-743-8080. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. 1-800-743-8080. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
This is Boomer Esiason with the Sports Grid Aid. Sponsored by Wrangler. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. To kickstart your day, Wrangler for the ride of life. Today's birthday shout-out goes to Hall of Famer Randy Moss. A 48-year-old GOAT wide receiver celebrated a few days early at Super Bowl 59 with an emotional return to ESPN's Sunday NFL Countdown following months of treatment for cancer. It certainly was great to see him back. I'm Boomer Esiason.
The best mornings
in the morning light.
Start with Wrangler.
I pull on my jeans and I feel alright.
Jeans, jackets, and shirts that get your day started. Good mornings make for better days. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself. And my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Your life, your goals, your legacy. With a dedicated Fidelity advisor, it's all part of a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Visit Fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Broker Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's President's Day sale is happening now. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Shadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Shadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ShadronMotors.com. Shadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Shadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for high school sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
Well, welcome back to Crawford as we get you set for the boys' side of things between the Crawford Rams and the Hayes Springs Hawk live on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital exceeds the standard, excellence in healthcare. We got a battle between two teams that have 11-7 involved in their record. The Hayes Springs Hawks coming in at 11-7 in the Crawford Rams, 7-11. The battle between two teams separated by about an hour along Highway 20 in the Northern Panhandle. Panhandle Conference rivals, 5D212. Sub-district rivals will take center stage to wrap up the night. Let's go ahead and take a break. Come back for more pregame. You're tuning in to High School Hoops on KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Your financial future is bright at the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shattern Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shattern, where members mean more than money.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shattern, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shattern shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Welcome back to Crawford. I'm Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. Let's take a look at the series history between these two sides. It's the Crawford Rams, I beg your pardon. They 23-20, but Hay Springs won the last two meetings in the past year, I'd call it, February 8th of 2024 on. These two teams met up in the semifinals of the Panhandle Conference Tournament, and that was a 69-59 win for the Hawks. Crawford ended up losing in the third-place game to Hemingford. Hay Springs went on to the final and fell in overtime, 53-51. We're about 4.5 minutes to go from the start of this game. Let's go ahead and take another break. Come back with Shattern Lock. Keys of the game. You're tuning in to High School Hoops on KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shattern, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shattern, unless you like being stranded.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shattern, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shattern or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Welcome back to Crawford. We're getting you set for the boys' side of things between the Crawford Rams and the Hay Springs Hawks. We're live on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Let's take a look at the Shattern Lock keys of the game. Shattern Lock, your local dealers for local dealer for locks, safe security cameras, access control, keys, and more. And I'm going to focus on two players tonight. That's going to be the key for either side to get it done tonight in this rivalry matchup. For the Hay Springs Hawks, you got to go to Dylan Young, averaging north of 20 points per game. For the Hawks this season, if you could shut him, if the Crawford Rams are going to shut him down, they're going to have to try to find some help by the hand of Talon Smith and Jaron Dahlgren. Are those two both average double figures? But if you shut down Dylan Young, the Crawford Rams have a really good shot to win. And on the flip side of things for the Crawford Rams, you got to try to get Taylor Homan going. He's averaging nearly 19 points per game and 8 rebounds. That's really good. Close to a double-double per game. He's probably had a handful of them throughout the season. And that's your Shatter Lock Keys of the Game. Shatter Lock, your local dealer for locks, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. Let's go ahead and step aside for our final pregame break tip-off up next on KBPY.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
Welcome back to Crawford as we're about to get this one going between the Crawford Rams and the Hayes Springhawks boys side of things to wrap up the night here on KBPY. Let's jump into the Country Kitchen Starters. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street and Shattern. The Crawford Rams, they're announcing them to the crowd right now. I'm going to go ahead and go along with them. They're going to come out with number 5, Garrett Coleman, a sophomore, followed by number 13, that is Brett Black, a senior. Up next for the Crawford Rams, who are going to be wearing their home white uniform, is number 14, Absai Munoz-Salazar, a junior. Up next is number 21, Peyton Horan. And running out the starting lineup for the Crawford Rams is going to be number 23, Taylor Holman, their head coach, by Eugene Banks, assisted by Bo Banks. Starting lineup for the Hayes Springhawks is going to look like this. Number 1, Dylan Young. Number 12, Hunter McDonald. Number 20, Jaron Dahlgren. Number 21, Tom Smith. And number 23 is Hayden Johnson. So glad you could join us for this one. This tip-off is sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like Good Neighbor, State Trace Strathide, and State Farm is there for you in this first quarter. Sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Hayes Springs going right to left to begin this one. We are underway from Crawford. Hayes Springs wins the ball in their road black uniforms. More of a yellowish number scheme on the back of the jerseys. Driving baseline left side is McDonald. Skip far side up top. Now with it is Dahlgren. Baseline drive underneath. Right-handed layup is good by Dylan Young. And the Hawks are up 2-0. Crawford going left to right in their home white uniforms. Black numbers, orange trim underneath. Layup no good by Horan. Rebounded by the Hawks. Kelly Smith, who brings it up, goes to Young, 2-3 zone. Three ball is rattled in and out by Dahlgren by the Hawks. Chase Thompson here with you. Jeremy Anderson back to Chatham Federal Credit Union. KBPY Studios running the controls as driving to the basket and getting fouled is Taylor Homan. He'll be going the charity stripe for a pair. 2-0 Hawks. Minute in to this one. Fouls on Hunter McDonald. His first, team's first. First free throw is no good for Homan. Again, these two teams have been up in the semifinals of Panhandle Conference Tournament. Very well could meet up in sub-districts in about a week and a half's time. Second free throw for Holman is good. Makes it 2-1. May Spring. Duke County will join the sub-district Hyannis. We'll fall out when we get to the boys' side of things. Saturday is the last day for boys in terms of the calculations for sub-district. As entry pass comes inside, Hugh Johnson kicks it out. Three ball is up front of the rim by McDonald before it rattles in. Beg your pardon. That was Dahlgren. Made it. Crawford with the counter. No good. Rebounded by Dahlgren. He'll sprint up the floor. Bounce it with the right hand. Comes to the near side with it is McDonald. So that was McDonald who made the three on the last position. My bad. He has the left wing. Near side. Young, entry pass to the left block. Layup is no good by Johnson. Rebounded by the Ram. Holman will run up the floor, throws to the right side, out of the reach of everybody. It'll be Hay Springs basketball. 6:08 to go in this first quarter, 5-1. The Hawks coming from Sheridan County to Dawes County to play this one. Leach. Dahlgren bounces it up top. Driving through the middle of the zone. Dahlgren gets it near side, throws it down low to Johnson. One bounce back to Dahlgren. They go around to the right side, looking for the right block. And the layup is good from Talon Smith. Talon Smith, he reminds me how easy it is when you go to Arrow Building Center. They definitely have the right paint for your project at Arrow Building Center. With it is Black. Up top, driving middle is Horan. He missed the shot. Rebounded by Dahlgren. He hands it off to the left side. McDonald flies through and travels. He literally slid through as he slid the left foot across the oak-colored stain on this floor. 7-1. Hay Springs with the lead early in this one. 5:20 to go in the Nebraska Bank first quarter. Hay Springs is playing soft man. It allows a good look at the basket and lay-in. Some red black off the right side glass. And a foul on the near side as Hayden Johnson went up for a layup and got hit. Went up for the shot. That'll be two free throws upcoming. Foul was on Munoz Salazar, his first, team's first. First free throw, Reynolds. In and down for Johnson. Got to remind you that Dean Nitch and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Foul on the rebound. No, it lands on the baseline. Johnson went 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Makes it 8-3. Hawks will get the ball with a fresh 35 along the baseline. McDonald throws it out to Young. Now at the left wing is Smith. Swing near side. To the corner, McDonald will take it to the left elbow, extended. This 2-3 zone is pretty lengthy, tough to get passed around, and Holman will reach in on that. Chuck Hall will reset to 35, foul number 2 on the Rams in the first quarter. Pass goes outside, Young drives inside. Dahlgren thought about taking the three. They go up top. Dahlgren gets the back left wing. Not much movement on the outer part of the zone. Bounce pass going down for Johnson is out of his reach. Ball will be handed back to the Crawford Rams. 4:30 to go in this first quarter. 8-3. The Hawks lead the Rams. Holman will bring it up. Three ball from the near wing is missed by Tolman. Young with a rebound, handoff right side to Dahlgren. Swings it around the horn. Young will fire the three. He was off angle, but he drains it. I am right behind where Dylan Young hit that three. His angle was actually from the backboard. The righty, though, had the lane in the line with the shot, and it's up. Makes the Hawks up by 8. Holman at the right wing. One-handed pass near side, drive middle, kick out top, three ball from Black, rattles in and out. Zipped around, took a chance. Is no good by Holman from inside the paint. Fight for the rebound, and they tie up. Tom Smith getting up, limping after he got his ankle tied up with down low. And we're going to see our first sub of the game under Tice. Checking in. Going to be Flack to inbound. Looks down low, has to swing outside, nearly picked off. Inside floater is short. Missed by Holman and rebounded by Dahlgren. Swing up the floor. Smith will slow it down. Three ball. Young from the top. Rattles in and out. Rebounded by Holman. A lot of contact on that rebound and a foul by Tom Smith. Right at the midcourt line. That's number two on the Hawks. Number one on Smith. The other one went to Hunter McDonald. A screen sitting in a soft man-to-man, which means they're going to head low on screens. Dare Crawford to beat him from the three-point line. Holman will try it. He missed it. Rebounded by McDonald, and I can see why they're daring him to do it. Young inside of the left block, in trouble, bails off to Smith, back out to Young at the three-point line. Steps in 5 feet, fires jumper, missed it, rebounded by Holman. 11-3, three to go in this first quarter, still no breaks. Called by either side is Warren will fire the three, missed it, long, shot clock resets, basket drive, layup, no good as well, foul on the rebound, and I believe this is going the other way. It is. Foul number three on the Rams. Foul number one on Holman. Hayes Springs ball up 11-3, 2:45 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Drive right side. What's the call? Travel. Trying to dictate what the call is going to be based on the sound of the whistle. These refs are blowing their whistle the exact same, whether it be travel or foul. Sometimes you'll hear a little bit of a different dictation in terms of the whistle sound and what it's what. Flack drives middle, misses shot from the right side. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Dylan Young. He'll pass left side. McDonald down near side to it with Tice. Over McDonald in the far corner, he has it. He's the head fake. Down low, good passing. Dahlgren, one head fake, missed the shot. Put back is no good as well by Smith. He gets up on fine for the rebound. Crawford will go up the floor. Left to right, down by eight with under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Smith up top, pass to Johnson near side. Gets the screen, but picks up his dribble. Will kick it off over to Coleman. Black, with a handoff to Horan. Goes to the left side with it. Coleman, drives middle, three ball is good. Rhett Black with a second made field goal of the game. Cuts the deficit down to 6, 11-6 with a minute 20 to go in this quarter. Nice with it left wing. Swings it right to McDonald. Going off over to Young. Minute 10 to go in the quarter. Young steps into the three near side. Got it. Dylan Young, his second made three of the game. Counters the one made by Crawford. Gets him back up by eight once again. Pass to the right side. Warren drives middle. Three ball. No good from Flack. He tried to get the second in a row. Offensive rebound, though, by Crawford. And a foul. And illegal screen is going to be called underneath. Again, Taylor Holman, who picks up number two, as Gunnar Lemon checks in. Aiden Johnson goes right back in for the Hawks. 14-6, got about 5-6 seconds difference between shot and game clock. What's up with it is Smith. Swings it right side. Dahlgren, tight. Left wing three is no good. He's ball underneath, picked up by Holman. Shot clock is turned off, 20 seconds to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Hay Springs leads by 14-6. Left side with it is Flack. Bounce pass to Munoz Salazar. Now Holman. The screen from Lemon. Looks left, right side. Flip. But gets bailed out with foul number 3 on Hay Springs. Going to be given to Johnson his first. Four on the clock, inbound. 2-11 gets deflected, and Dahlgren goes to the left side, but it's deflected, so it'll be Hay Springs basketball. 2.1 to go in the quarter. Got time for a couple dribbles. Young throws it back. 3 ball at the buzzer. It is way short by Jaron Dahlgren. That'll do it for the first quarter. Hay Springs Hawks lead the Crawford Rams 14-6 after 1. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooting with you and rooting for you. We're back for the second quarter here on KBPY.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need, or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
The results are in. The Tailgate Bar and Grill, located in downtown Crawford, has a great lunch and dinner menu. Enjoy small-town dining at its finest. Whether you're looking to catch a game on the big screens or just need a break from your kitchen, the Tailgate Bar and Grill is there for you. They have everything, including burgers, side dishes, and of course, the best drinks in town. Don't forget the specials offered every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Stop and see Mandy and the gang Tuesday through Saturday.
This second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Leniger. Hay Springs Hawks lead the Crawford Rams 14-6 after the first quarter. With it on the near side is Hunter McDonald for the Hawks. This is the shot to Talon Smith. Fighting down low is Hayden Johnson, but the pass goes out to Dylan Young. Now inside the paint, Smith gets to the right side. Layup with the kiss, no good. Rebounded by the Rams. Coming up the floor is Holman. He pushes it right side. Taylor Holman gets it up top to Rhett Flack. Right side, Holman gets inside the paint. Out of contact. Missed shot. Gunnar Lemon was almost in on the rebound, but it's picked up by Young. He sends it to the far side. Smith. Near side to Hunter McDonald. Smith fumbled the reception outside the right block, but he got it back. Sends it back up to McDonald. Now Young. Near side to Dahlgren. Jaron Dahlgren, if I haven't mentioned his first name yet this quarter. He has it now at the left wing. He's been on the shot clock. Young, up top. Shoved it to McDonald. Goes high post. Shot missed short by Smith. Rebound corralled by Flack. Mentioned Lemon. I mentioned Flack. Also out there is Munoz Salazar, I beg your pardon. And is driving the basket. Missing the shot is Taylor Holman, who will go to the free throw line for 2. While he's walking there, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're tuning in to High School Hoops on KBPY.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Back here in Crawford, the foul, by the way, was on number 23, Hayden Johnson, who picks up number 2. Hunter Tice will check in for the Hawks. And free throw shooter Taylor Holman made the first. Shatter Chiropractic, you only got one spine. Take care of it with Sport of Chiropractic Care. Shatter Chiropractic in downtown Shatter. Second free throw was missed, but an offensive rebound for Crawford. Stepping into the three is Flack, and he missed it long. His ball out of play. Stays with the Ram. Got deflected around. One or two people somehow ended up with Crawford. They'll keep it down by 7, 14-7 with 30 on the shot clock. Drive baseline. Flack has a good look. Missed it, though. Gunnar Lemon gets the rebound out. Shove was missed at the right wing. and a layup could be the result of it. But no, Salazar got away with one. Since it looked like Dahlgren to the floor, no foul was called, and you know, Salazar rolled to the left block, got was left wide open and laid it up, cut the deficit down to 5. Pass down low to Smith, one pump fake, lay-in is good, with the kiss, off the left side glass. 16-9. Hawks lead the Rams. Reball from Holman is off the back 10. Black with the rebound. 6-2 steps out. Fadeaway jumper is nothing but nylon. 8-6 makes it 16-11. 5-point lead, and a timeout's going to be taken by, I believe, Hayes Spring. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and top-notch embroidery, including hats, linemen's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Let's step aside for a message from our second quarter sponsor. Tune in to High School Hoops on KBPY.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger, in Chadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
The Hayes Spring Hawks lead the Crawford Rams 16-11. Now the timeout. 5:20 to go in this second quarter. Chase Thompson here with you as the three is taken in can from the near side by Jaron Dahlgren. Now it's his first 3 points of the game. 19-11 is our tally. Holman pushes it to the right side. Basket drive by Payne Horan. Stop. Jumps over the top to someone and lays it up and in. 6 point game, 19-13, 5 minutes to go in the first half. Pass goes to the right side. Dahlgren now left touch near side to McDonald. Young is hanging out in the corner. Get a good view of him as the pass goes down low. Smith. Dahlgren thought about taking it. Now Young near side throws it down low to Smith. Left block goes to work. Outside. Now Theis will fire the three from the right wing. Nearly gave it my second wedgie of the season, but it somehow popped loose. Now Crawford in transition. Black drives middle. Push the right-handed floater. Bruno Salazar with the putback. No good as well. Rebound tipped outside and thrown. Still in play. It's going to go over and back, though. Ball to the Hawks. 4:13 to go in this first half as Zane Johnson checks back in. We'll keep an eye on him. He has 2 fouls. Thrive Financial Expert Financial Advice starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rush Chatter at 308-430-0760. Young in the far corner, 3 ball in line, but way long, and a foul on the rebound. I think they're going to hand that one off to number 0, Hunter Tice, for his first. That's the first team foul of the quarter. Second one, I beg your pardon. Johnson picked up the first. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, 19-13. Cox and a blocking foul. Didn't see who that one was on. We're going to give that one to Tice. Didn't even see the scoreboard change. That's number 2 on him. Freshman getting some good work in. 3 ball taken by Crawford. Rattled off from the rim. Black with the rebound. And he gets fouled when he landed. Is that going to be Tice again? Yep. 3 fouls in about 6 seconds for the freshman. We'll go to the bench for Hunter McDonald. Playing at the varsity level as a freshman is extremely difficult. I've been seeing that all year. I have nothing but respect for freshmen who come out and play against these solid opponents 9 in and 9 out. Tice will be a factor in the second half, mark my words. So with it is Rhett Black at the top of the key. Entry pass gets deflected. No, that's a foul. That's 2 free throws. That's coming for the Rams. Lynn Sue, the foul call is gone from the scoreboard. That's on Dylan Young, who picks up his first. That's number five for Hayes Springs. The Crawford, good opportunities at the free throw line for the rest of the half. And Garrett Fullman stepped there and made the first. I was about to take the second one and remind you that Fire and Ice Mechanical is your Ream Pro partner in Shattern. Making your home business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys and know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Fullman went 2-for-2, back down to a 4-point game. Hayes Springs started this game on a 7-1 run. Now, Crawford's worked their way back into it. Johnson bounces outside. Young drives right side, right-handed layup is you're off the glass. He's up in double figures now with 10. 21-15, 3-10 to go. Gunnar Holman pushes it right side to Horan. Now on the far side, 3-ball is way short. Offensive rebound by Crawford. Holman will bring it across, push it over. Short jumper miss by Horan. And the third chance is no good as well. That was Holman who threw it up in the air trying to get a call. And he swings with the ball and he reached in. Called on Crawford. Foul is on number 13, Rhett Black, his first. Team's first in the second quarter. Hayes Springs will have the ball. Fresh shot clock, 2:40 to go in the first half. Donald has it up top. Looks left side. Now Young gets it. They're trying to get it down to Johnson's left block. Young will fire the three and pushes it home. Dylan Young with his third made three of the game. Gets it back out to a 9-point lead. Just like that. Holman with it on the left side. Now to the near side, with it is Black. Hayes Springs playing a soft man-to-man. Might even be in a 2-3 right now. 3-ball is taken, though. Second chance by Coleman is blocked underneath by Hayes Springs. Young swings it near side, McDonald. Shot fake. Johnson near side. Oh, that might have been a 3. That might have been a pass. Either way, it's picked off by Crawford. Here comes Holman in transition. Extra pass right side. Horn fans the layup. Rebounded by Knox. Pass goes to the right side. McDonald. Calling for it down low. It's Smith. Smith on the baseline. 3-ball taken and missed by Dahlgren. Picked up by Crawford on the rebound. 80 seconds beyond the first half. 24-15 is our score. Horan at the right wing, swings to the left side. Holman with it. Get pass down low. That might have been tipped as it went way off line for what I thought would be the pass. Hayes Springs with the ball 1 minute to go in the half. McDonald now gets to the baseline. One bounce to Smith. Young's open near side. He's already hit three. Threes missed that one, though. Rebounded by Munoz Salazar. We'll talk about him in a minute. Under 1 minute to go in this one, in the first half of this one, 15-second difference between shot and game clock. 3-ball by Horan is way long. Backside rebound picked up by McDonald. And his team poked away, though, by Horan. They'll stay with the Hawks. Only got about a half-second difference between shot and game clock. No, they're going to turn off the shot clock as Riley Johnson checks in for Johnson for Hayden Johnson. Near side with it is Johnson. Back up top. Now to the right side. McDonald. No, that's Young. Swings it near side. Dahlgren. McDonald will fire the near side corner. Three missed it. Rebounded by Munoz Salazar. 10 on the clock. Looks over to Holman. Sprints up the floor. Munoz Salazar will fire the three. Banks it off the backboard. Rebounded by Hayes Springs, and that'll do it for the first half. The Hayes Springs Hawks were only up by a handful of points a few minutes ago, but a stretch lead back out to 24-15 at the end of the first half. This second quarter sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lineger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lineger. We'll go ahead and take a break. Shatter Insurance to fit your needs. Halftime show coming up next on KBBY.
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basagio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Our mission, Mobius IT monitoring that doesn't stop. We stop cyber criminals before they get access to your data. We back up all of your data before it's gone. We service and maintain all PCs on your business network before they go up in smoke. We make sure your equipment is updated and ready for work. Don't wait for something to happen to your business network. Let our Mobius communications team help. We will get the mission accomplished.
Call Mobius at 487-5500. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
But with Mobius, your network never will.
The point of all those practices and team building sessions is directed at yielding better results during the game. Rasmussen Grain Services understands this game plan and offers the same chance for improved results when cleaning grain. Rasmussen Grain Services is mobile and they have the capacity to clean and treat up to 600 bushels an hour. Cleaning grain removes unwanted materials and treating helps prevent problems with disease and in the end improve yield. The same game plan employed by the Hay Springs Hawks. Go Hawks!
Beef State Insurance Agency in downtown Crawford serves many different insurance categories covering various types of risks. If you're shopping for auto, farm and ranch, or home insurance, Tim Kreider, Jake Tolman, and their staff are the ones to help you navigate through what can be a confusing journey. Beef State Insurance has many products and will help you select the right ones. Call Beef State Insurance today at 308-665-2602 for a personalized assessment. Think Beef State Insurance first.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Welcome to the Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs halftime show. The Hay Springs Hawks lead the Crawford Rams 24-15 at the half. Lead scorer in this game so far has been Dylan Young, who has 13 points on three main threes. Looking across the stat sheet for the Hay Springs Hawks, Talon Smith has 4, Aiden Johnson with 1, Hunter McDonald has a 3 as well, along with Jaron Dahlgren for the Hawks. They're up 14-6 after the first quarter, stretched it to 24-15 at the half. Over on the flip side of things for the Crawford Rams, they're led in scoring by Rhett Black with 7 points. A bunch of players have 2, in fact, the rest of them have 2. Garrett Coleman is 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. Outside, Munoz Salazar with 2, Payne Horan has 2, and Taylor Holman with 2 as well. Crawford went 4-6 from the charity stripe. Hay Springs went 1-for-2 from the line in that first half. It was a pretty solid game, no doubt. We'll see if Crawford Rams can bounce back into it into the second, and as we get the second half going. This halftime show is sponsored by Shatter Insurance to fit your needs. We'll go ahead and step aside for a report from our own Jared Furno. When we come back, we'll get the second half going. Tune in to High School Hoops on KBBY.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shatter Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shatter Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shatterin Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need, or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
From the Shadrack Communications News Center, I'm Jared Furneaux with your halftime news update.
According to Panhandle Public Health District, influenza A cases are beginning to spike this cold and flu season. Jessica Davies, Panhandle Public Health District Director, says PPHD's school, hospital, and wastewater surveillance is showing high rates of influenza A around the area. Davies added, if you test positive for influenza A, it is important to remain at home until you have been fever-free for at least 24 hours without the use of fever-reducing medications and your symptoms have been improving for 24 hours. Most people who get flu will recover in a few days to less than 2 weeks, but some people will develop complications such as pneumonia as a result of the flu, some of which can be life-threatening and result in death. Best way to prevent yourself from getting sick is to wash your hands often, avoid contact with people who are sick, stay home when you are sick, and cover your mouth and nose when you cough or sneeze. Practice health habits such as rest, drinking fluids, and staying physically active. And thanks to two falls, two tech falls, two major decisions, and two forfeits, Shadron State's men's wrestling earned a 42-6 dual victory over Simon Fraser University in a neutral site match taking place at Colorado School of Mines in Golden, Colorado. To win, the CSC's fourth straight puts the Eagles at 4-2 in RMAC play with one duel to go this Friday at CSU Pueblo. Simon Fraser drops to 1-5 in conference play with dual loss ahead of a matchup with Colorado School of Mines later Wednesday night. And the girls' class C-110 sub-district has been set and the Shadron Cardinals have earned the 5 seed. The Cardinals will match up with the 4th seed Hershey Panthers in the first round with the game to be played in Bridgeport. The number 1 overall seed in the tournament will be Bridgeport. The 2nd seed is Ogallala. Finals are scheduled to take place Thursday, February 20th in Bridgeport, with the winner guaranteed a spot at district finals to be held February 28th. We'll have the Shadron game on AM 610 KCSR, pregame set for 4:45, tip-off at 5 o'clock. From the Shadron News Center with your halftime news update, I'm Jared Furno.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The Pine Ridge Service Center in Crawford is the epitome of a small-town service station. Whether it's gas, tires, alignments, tune-ups, or overhauls, the Pine Ridge Service Center has you covered. It is also geared towards ranch country vehicles and tire needs. Need bulk fuel delivered? Not a problem. They use their expertise in car, pickup, trailer, and agricultural tires. If you're home for the week or getting ready for that long road trip, get everything ready to go. Pine Ridge Service Center, 308-665-2313.
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
Welcome back to Crawford as we're getting you set for the start of the second half here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Shadrad.com. Chase Thompson here with you on Shadron Insurance halftime show. 24-15. The Hay Springs Hawks, I beg your pardon, lead the Crawford Rams at the half. Dan Crawford, slow down Dylan Young in the second half. We'll have to see. The second quarter, we're about to win. It's sponsored by this third quarter, I beg your pardon. Wow, my goodness. This third quarter, we're about to witness sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted and the Nebraska Panhandle. Thank you for joining us here for a Thursday night affair between the Crawford Rams and the Hayes Springs Hawks. Crawford will have the ball. Start the second half. 8 minutes going up on the clock. Crawford in their home white uniforms, black numbers, with orange trim. Crawford across the chest in black with orange trim. Hayes Springs is going to come out in a 2-3 zone extended. With it is Peyton Horan, going to the left side to Holman. Taylor Holman picks up his dribble, swings the far side, picked off, telegraphed and picked off, driving to the left side, jump stop lane is here by Hayden Johnson for the Hawks. Makes it a 9-point game, 26-15. Yeah, that's the 2-3 extended, bringing the three off the bottom. Also has some characteristics. Man, I don't really know what's they're running right now. It's 2-3. And a timeout's going to be taken by Crawford. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's Zoo Design. It's top-notch embroidery, including hats, linemen's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Let's go ahead and step aside for a message from our third quarter sponsor. You're tuning in to High School Basketball on KBPY.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Out of timeout, the Hayes Springs Hawks lead the Crawford Rams 26-15. Crawford with the ball, step into a three, and it's Taylor Holman. He missed it, rebounded by Dylan Young. Swings it up the floor to Hunter McDonald. And a foul is going to be called. As driving inside with Talon Smith. Foul against Crawford is given to Rhett Black, who picks up number two. Inbounding it will be Hunter McDonald. Throws it in to Smith. Right side lane is good by Smith. Hayes Springs down to the largest lead of the game, 13-28-15. 7 minutes to go in this third quarter. Skip pass far side over the head of Garrett Pullman. That'll be Hayes Springs basketball. And another timeout taken by Crawford. We'll keep it here. 6:48 to go in third quarter. 30-second timeout. Thriving Financial. It's where financial advice starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Russ Chattern at 308-430-0760. And Fire Nice Mechanical, your ReamPro partner in Chattern, making your home or business feel like the perfect season. All season, call the guys and know about a remittance today at 308-432-6722. The Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of our area athletes. So it'll be Hayes Springs basketball with a fresh 35 on the shot clock, up by 13, 28-15, 6:45 to go. Dylan Young will bring it across the timeline, facing a 2-3 zone, and near turnover force right away. Aaron Dahlgren picks it up, throws it over to Smith. Goes left side. McDonald thought about popping the three. They give it off to Dahlgren. Young up top, in trouble, finds help in the corner with Johnson. One bounce pass deflected. It's Springs can pick it up. McDonald has it with 8 on the shot clock, runs across the timeline, dribbling it with the right hand. Young with it, none, a whistle. Shot clock inadvertently reset. It's still running. Should be about 3 seconds on the shot clock. The officials are just looking at it, watching it tick down. Now they got stopped. There's a technical issue with the shot clock. I know the refs can't get the shot clock a technical foul, but we can get it fixed. While they're going to talk to the scorers table, to remind you that if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind. other than Joe Peters Roofing. I thought I heard they're going to reset us 20. Okay. So shot clock says 20. Game clock says 6:16. With the left side is Dahlgren. We'll get near side. Young's open in the corner, but they go off top. Smith spins inside. Good move, but missed the shot. Rebounded by Hempstead Junior Salazar. To a near side with it as home and floater. Rattles in and out. Rebound corralled by Smith. Moves it up the floor to Young. Back to Smith, top of the key. He'll give the extra pass to McDonald. Near side, Young at the right wing. Drives to the right hand. Skips it to the left side. Three ball coming is no good by Smith. Rebounded by Holman. He'll walk it across the timeline. Slow up at the 10-foot line from volleyball court. Base a 2-3 zone extended. Driving right side is home and he gets fouled. Going up for the shot. Real line for two. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. 28-15. Hey, Spring. Scooter's Coffee for a limited time only. The Red Velvet Date Bite is back. It's perfectly sized street packs all the indulgence of classic red velvet cake into bite-sized delight. They mix their shake with real cream cheese frosting to create an amazing bite of bliss. All super moist, coca-infused decadent. They dip it in luscious white chocolate and cover it with sprinkles. Big taste, small size, no guilt. Second free throw was missed, and Ace Springs was able to get the rebound and clear it out. 5:10 to go in the third quarter, 28-15. Pass goes up top. Left side. One bounce to the middle. Smith. Ace Springs trying to get some space through the zone. Smith cuts through it and lays it up and missed it. Here comes Holman in transition. Floater missed. Rebound deflected out of play and will stay on the center of the floor. It'll be Black 2 inbound it. He gets it back. Three ball. Short. Went, hit off the rim. Oran with the putback layup on the right side is good. Back down to 11. Give and go to Young. Turns around. Reverse lay-in. Back to the basket. Lay-in is good. Back to a 30-17 score. Middle. Black takes it back out. One-handed pass over the far side. Coleman will swing it around. Black will fire the three. Might have been tipped. It's short. Coleman fights for the rebound. Young just grabs it. Throws it up the floor. Smith. Rolls the right block. Young. From behind and getting fouled on the left side is Johnson. And he'll be going the free throw line for two. Young kind of started the fast break, but came on as the trail. Thought he was going to walk into the rhythm shot, but he swung it over the left side to Hayden Johnson. He ended up getting fouled by Garrett Pullman. Picks up his second as Johnson makes the first. So, and Gunnar Lemon checks in for the Rams. 31-17, just under four to go in the third quarter, and second free throw from Johnson. Just nothing but nylon. And Crawford steps across the side of the baseline when they try to throw it in, so it'll be Hay Springs basketball. 32-17, Hay Springs starting to pull away. Pass goes down low to Young. Turns around, shot missed. Rebound sits around. Second chance is no good as well. And on the rebound, it's tipped out of play by Hay Springs. It'll be Crawford basketball. 15-point lead for the Hawks. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Pass from the near side. Three ball from Lemons, way short. Fullman with the rebound. put back from Black is missed from the free throw line. Third chance is no good as well by Holman. He tried to save it, but threw it right into the hands of Hunter McDonald, who swings it up to the right side. Ball out to the corner, gets deflected, and stay with Hay Springs. We'll have Quinio Salazar checking back in for the Rams. 32-17, 3:32 to go in the third quarter. Young throws it down low. Deflected, good play by Munoz Salazar. Creates some chaos, good play by Tolman. And a travel is going to be called on Hay Spring. Got tipped outside toward Young, but a travel was committed before the pass got out to Young. That'll be Crawford basketball down by 15 with 3:10 to go in the quarter. Clock pushes it left side. Munoz Salazar now in the corner gets trapped. Pass goes up top to Horan. He tried to throw it down low, but it got deflected out. As Hunter Tice checks in for the Hawks. One of their smaller lineups. Black throws it down low to Tolman. Munoz Salazar down near side corner. Tice deflected the pass going toward him. He deflects it out of play. He bounced off of Dahlgren, and Dahlgren dealt in pain for a moment. Crawford will inbound it right along the baseline, right in front of me. Goes inside to Tolman. Black with the extra bounce pass to Tolman. Uses the backboard. Missed the shot, though. Rebounded by the Hawks. Left side McDonald after the pass from Young. Picks up his dribble, swings Tice in the air, gets to Young. I like Tyson's game. Kid has a bright future in front of him. Left side. Tice in the corner. Thought about taking the three, but he passed up on it. In trouble now. We'll bounce it to Young. Entry pass down low. Looks for the left block. Smith. It was stolen. Passes the right side. Horan drives inside. Gets swatted by Young. That was a hammer throw swat. And Coleman with the putback, though. My God. Dylan Young. You didn't need to do that, man. Thor's hammer only exists in other places, not on a block shot. It was put back, though. Underneath. Lay-in. No good. By Smith. Crawford down by 13. He cut this down to single digits going to the fourth. Driving toward the basket. And, oh, man. Lays it up and in. Now to an 11-point game. Crawford getting a little bit of momentum. Tice at the left wing. Leaves it up top. Swings it near side to McDonald. Now Young. That's right. Swings it up top. Tice in the far side corner. 105 to go, 10 on the shot clock. Entry pass goes down low to Smith. Swings it. Young with a three. No good. Goes after the rebound. Fits it. Gets it back. Drives baseline. Uses the backboard as protection. And gets fouled going up to the shot. Going to be going to the free throw line for two. Foul is on Daniel Salazar, who picks up his second, team's third of the quarter. Now Young at the free throw line, missed the first. Going to have Hayden Johnson check back in. Young looks to get it back up to 12-point difference with this main free throw, and he drains it. Second ever seen shot in game clock. Tolman drives inside the arc. Three ball up top missed by Tolman. Put back from Tolman. It's no good. We know Salazar tried to get one. He missed it as well. Hay Springs with the ball. 3 second ever seen shot in game clock. And a timeout is going to be taken by Hay Springs. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's U Design. Top notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll keep it here. 35.7 to go in the fourth quarter. We got 32 seconds on the shot clock. for the Hay Springs Hawks. Hey, coming up tomorrow over on our sister station, AM610 KCSR and Shadrad.com, Shadrad Cardinals take on the Sydney Red Raiders in what is the home finale for the Cardinals in the regular season finale for the Shadrad and I dual team. We'll get going with pregame at approximately 4:20 p.m. with tip-off at 4:30 from the Birdcage. Boys will go first with girls to follow. Shadrad girls team has qualified for the Varsity 110 sub-district. They'll take on Hershey in the first round in Bridgeport on Monday. Pregame will begin at approximately 4:45 with tip-off at 5 for Bridgeport. All that's over on AM610 KCSR and Shadrad.com. On the McDonald pushing to the left side, Dahlgren looks for McDonald in the corner now. Young up top with the screen, drives left elbow in the air, throws it out. McDonald, three ball, short, hits up the air by Holman. He'll bring it across timeline with 10 to go in the quarter. Up top, Keith looks right, throws it to Horan. Now Holman will take the three off the front of the rim, back for the rebound, into the hands of Haystrings, and that'll do it for the third quarter. 33-21. The Hay Springs Hawks lead the Crawford Rams after three. This third quarter was sponsored by Kreitzer Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Let's go ahead and step aside. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KBPY.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
This fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Hay Springs Hawks lead the Crawford Rams 33-21 as we begin this fourth quarter. Dylan Young has it in the far side corner for the Hawks. Shut up top to Talon Smith. Now with it is Jaron Dahlgren. Moving to the far side corner where Hunter McDonald is standing. Grabs baseline, steps on it. It'll be Crawford basketball. Hay Springs has controlled most of this game since the beginning of the first quarter. Crawford, though, has made some inroads to the deficit in the second half, but every time they do, Hay Springs pushes them right back off. And now it's Brett Black. Gets it over to Gunnar Lemon at the right side, number 35. Now it's off to Taylor Holman. Back over to Lemon. Van Oran. Sitting in the corner. As Black tried to get a foul call in the middle, refs weren't buying it. Hay Springs ball. Pass to the left side, McDonald. Give and go. Playing some catch from the left wing spot. In the near side corner. Shot fake. Dahlgren drives baseline. Lost it. Gunner Lemon with the steal. Lemon will bring it across the timeline. Use the head fake. Drives right. Lay-in is good. 10-point game. Dylan Young will bring it up, push to the left side. McDonald, three ball. Donald's in. Hunter McDonald with his second made three of the game. Sends the lead up to 13. Holman will slow it down at the top of the key. That's going to stand for Lemon, but he's able to recover it now. Holman will try to respond, and he drains it. Taylor Holman with a response. Only his second made three of the night for the Rams. Makes it a 10-point game, 36-26. Hay Springs. McDonald in the far side corner. Near side with it is Dahlgren. At the high post, driving middle, Smith kicks it over the corner. Dylan Young with the three ball, got it. The O-line Young forces the Nats again for the fourth time from three. Makes it 39-26. Omen will try to respond, and we're trading threes now. Taylor Omen with the three. A timeout is taken by Crawford. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Full timeout taken by Crawford. Hawks lead 39-29. Go ahead and step aside for a message from our fourth quarter sponsor, Best Western, West Hills Inn. You're tuning in to High School Hoops on KBPY.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
.538 to go in this fourth quarter, which is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Jeremy Anderson's back in the Chadron Federal Credit Union KBPY studios in downtown Chadron, running the controls for tonight. Watching some good hoops. Nebraska women won by 20, 91-71 over Maryland earlier tonight. The men just went back down by 15. Here in Crawford, it is Hay Springs leading by 10, 39-29. Dylan Young is going to try to make it 12. He doesn't. Missed it. And he gets, it should have been a foul, the rebound. Gunnar Lemon was on the floor. They're not going to call it a foul. They're just going to say it is out of bounds. Three ball, Young. Missed it. Rebounded by Holman. That'll bring it across the timeline. Uses the head fake going up against Young. Man to man for the Hawks right now. Land off the flak. Holman will fire the three. It's way short. Hunter Tice will watch it bounce on the orange paint along the baseline. Give the ball back to Hay Springs. 39-29, 5 minutes to go. Tyson walking across the timeline. The freshman gets trapped. Maybe got hit the face. No foul call. It was inadvertent. Young. Stupid score. Underneath the basket. Makes it 41-29. Basket goes to the right side. Moran in the corner. Now Holman at the right side. Drives inside. Jump stop. Got a little bit of help from behind, missed a shot, and yeah, he's put call for a push, and from my view, I don't disagree, actually. It'll be Hay Springs' ball because the official didn't call it. Up by 12, 4.5 to go. And a steal. Pump fake, flag, rattles it in. Dylan Young was reacting to the mistake on the pass, and Flack just went and put it right down. Beach basket. 10-point game. Pass outside. McDonald will give it to Young. Now Dahlgren. Young, if he's ready, he can drain those. He's outside the arc, but driving inside. Shot is tipped. Dahlgren had his shot tipped. Here comes Holman. Behind the back. Crosses over the paint. Got his shot deflected. A lot of times that's called as going off the hip, but they're going to stay it stays with Crawford as we're halfway through this fourth quarter. Inbounding it will be Flack, who gets it in to Garrett Fulman, who I haven't mentioned in a minute. Bounces off the fence, rolls toward the basket. Got a little greedy with his lane, missed a shot. He really drives the basket, took it, missed it. Offensive rebound, though, to Crawford. Reno Salazar on the right side. Now Holman uses the head fake, gets to the basket. He's getting contact of a lot, but no foul. Hunter McDonald with the rebound. Goes down the floor. Young swings it over to Dahlgren, and Tice is in the corner. Freshman smartly starts wasting time. 3.5 to go. Well, 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Up top with it is Smith. In the far side corner is Young. Playing some catch. And a three is taken by Tice. It's short, rebounded by Horan. Just flick it over to Holman. 3 minutes to go, 10-point game. Crawford needs to make some inroads. Munoz Salazar right in front of me. Drives baseline, has a good look.